Hi guys, welcome back to the SNM podcast. I'm very excited and I'm one of my very close friends. His name is Emeka, but people know him as Kusman Kusi. So give us a quick introduction.
Hey guys, how are you doing? Not a stranger on this podcast.
Yeah.
It's basically my side podcast.
It's my side podcast.
So how are you guys doing?
Yeah.
Hope you guys are fine.
Yeah, well, okay. So in case you're obviously noticing the difference in the sound, it's because I'm currently in Emeka's house before the elections, like before the local elections. And like, I didn't bring my microphone because I didn't think we were going to record. And then we kind of reminded me, now say, Stephanie, you want to record with me? You're not serious. Like, you didn't bring my microphone and everything. So that's why I'm recording via my phone instead of like the normal way that I usually record. But I'm very excited to be here with Emeka. And I just felt like the conversation that I wanted to have today would be best suited for Emeka because like he's sort of in a line.
Why won't she be excited? I just did breakfast in bed for her like this. She was just lying down. She was just sleeping.
Emeka gave me spaghetti and he's telling everybody now that he's feeding me.
Yes, so because yesterday he said I did not feed you. Let's set the record straight.
Anyways, so this is the SNM podcast and quality content coming to you live from where Emeka lives, whose address I would not reveal on this podcast because some of you are stalkers. But yeah, some of the questions that I have for you is basically this conversation is being like a celebrity. And like I said, Emeka is the best person suited for the episode because he kind of has like a huge following on Twitter with 100,000+ followers. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't brag. We don't brag like that. You can go check it yourself.
He said that we don't brag. Okay. So like, and I felt very close. I felt like very satisfied to do this with him because he has trended a couple of times. Emeka, I feel like artists are scared of Emeka. And with me, you guys know like why I have been on the limelight some couple of times. So that's why I felt like Emeka was the best person for this podcast. First question. So how did you start being Kusman? Like, how did you go from being Emeka? Because, like, people who have known you for a while know you as Emeka. So how did you start from going from Emeka to Kusman? Like, what was it about Kusman? Obviously, I know the story, but, like, a lot of people don't know the story. So what's that like?
What was your story?
You smoke a lot? Kus.
Oh, God, women are jumping into conclusions. No, that's not how Kusman came about. First of all, it was Kusi. My nickname was Kusi. Yes, that was, I got that in high school. I was dating this senior. Yeah, I was dating this senior and she's
so you like cougars?
Of course, no. they know. So I was dating this senior and I don't know, she just used the old name thing, so I don't know what it meant. Probably Mark Territory or something. And yeah, everybody went with it because she was popular. You know how those kind of things are with popular people. And so it went, that's how Kusi started. So like since SS1 and 2, yeah, I've been going. The old Emeka thing ended in high school, and people went with Kusi. Even my mom went with Kusi.
Your mom calls you Kusi?
Yes, she does. Cause she knew the girl at that point, so she was cool with the Kusi stuff.
Women, mothers, they are always satisfied with their sons having girlfriends, but never their girlfriends having boys.
It's different. So
please, I beg, let's not start.
So Twitter, the Kusi was taken already, so I just used Kusman as the handle. So that's how I became Kusman on Twitter.
Okay, so like Kusi Kusman, but like some of the reason why is because Kus necessarily means, not necessarily, but it means something that has to do with like smoking, yeah?
No, because when I got the name, I wasn't smoking yet. I never even smoked until I got to uni.
Yeah. How often do you smoke?
Depends on how rich I am.
But you smoke every day?
Yeah.
You're an addict, do you know? Question for another day. But just so you know, if you smoke every day, you're an addict.
No,
like, you are an addict if you smoke every day.
You eat every day. Are you an addict?
You need to eat.
I need my Igbo.
But you're an addict.
Until I leave Nigeria.
So,
I need my Igbo.
Okay, do you know what? This is a conversation for another day. But what I have to say is, why is it different when somebody's, you know, weed takers, they don't see themselves as addicts, but they see cocaine inhalers as addicts. If somebody does cocaine every morning before they go to work and you smoke weed every day before you go to work, is the same, is this, you are, that person is a cocaine addict, you are a weed addict.
That person is not coming, that person is not coming for this podcast.
Anyways.
That person will not be able to talk to you. Cocaine every day. He's not making this podcast.
Moving on, you're an addict. Moving on. So what was it like? So how did you blow up per se? Like, what was the thing that, like, because obviously people have like the thing that, you know, made them like have the limelight. So what was it with you? Like, what was that tweet? What was that energy? What was that personality that you put online that made you just blow, like, made girls hate you? Because first of all, it started from hatred. Like, your love started from hatred. So what was it like?
I can't, there's no particular, I don't know. It was all a build up. There's no particular thing I can remember that made me blow up like that. I don't know. To be honest, I don't know. But the time that everybody started taking attention or started choking eye in some matter was after the old Olamide P. So that was it.
Okay. So Emeka and I used to be on this group chat. Then you were like nobody. Sounds wrong, but like you were not as popular as you were not as popular as you are now. And I remember on the group chat, all of us used to have a conversation like normal human beings. The next thing we started seeing, Emeka will have like 500 likes in a particular tweet. And at that point, this was in 2017, 18, I'm not sure exactly. At that point, 500 likes, 1,000 likes was something then. Like, in the group chat, like, Emeka is getting 1,000 likes for a tweet. And I think Emeka, not, okay, so this is personal, but I wouldn't say. I remember Emeka saying that he used to be very, very, very mean. Of course, he's still mean on Twitter, but, like, now he's banter. But, like, I remember he said that he used to be very mean because he didn't have a life, he didn't have a job, he was not making money. But now that he's making money, he's very careful of the type of things he says. So what do you mean by that? That you're not making, are you saying that people that are constantly on Twitter looking, they are not happy, they are poor? Is that what you're trying to say?
It's 90% probability, because that time I started digging into Twitter was when I started my podcast. I started podcast after I left uni, that pandemic year. I was very frustrated, like probably the worst time of my life. I just talk to something. Do podcast or do YouTube. No, I didn't want to be seen. I just wanted to be heard. So I just did podcast. So yeah. And there's some things that people say, like when your tweets are hitting, like you should check on those people. Like they're probably at their lowest at that point.
They're not happy.
So yeah, so
Alright. So I remember this morning Emeka was telling me that I don't have thick skin, because I was telling somebody that I want to be dragged. Like, if you know me and if you read my newsletter, I say it a lot. Like, I want to be dragged, because I feel like it's until when I'm dragged, I know that, okay, like, I have haters. Like, this may sound very weird, but, like, I feel like if I have haters, then people are watching out for me. Like, there are people that just wake up in the morning just to hate. So, like, yeah, I want to really have haters. So what was it like for you to, like, kind of have, like, thick skin? Like, so how did you build up thick skin? Because Emeka was saying that I don't have thick skin this morning. So how did you build it up? Like, people always being in your business and whatnot. You don't have an answer to that?
Thick skin. I think the thick skin is not particularly used. People defending you.
Okay.
So yeah, that's the thick skin.
It's people defending. But do you have thick skin?
Everybody, we are all humans. Nobody said that dragging doesn't get to them, man. Because it's when people get dragged, that's when they start tweeting the most random shit. Like, this movie, and we know what you're going through. Don't just force it. You know that kind of thing. Just
yes.
Just stop.
They're dragging you. Not be like, oh my god, I love this shoe.
Which shoe? Where did you see shoe?
You liar. There's no shoe that you love. Okay, so you're saying that obviously, like, everybody's a human being, so there are things that get to some people. But you, so why do you make it a priority to drag artists?
I don't make it a priority. See, all these things is just, there's all these discussions like we have on Twitter, on the social media, are things that would basically happen, like, if you were with your friends having face to face talk. So that doesn't get to happen often. So just do it on the internet space. I don't hate any artist too. I don't hate any artist. Everything is just banter.
Yeah, I remember I asked you this question yesterday.
I don't disrespect them. It's just banter.
Okay, so there's no artist that you're scared of particularly.
I'm scared of Burna Boy.
You're scared of the type of things he can do?
Mad things. Because if you see what he's doing while everybody's watching, if he catches you in a corner...
If he catches you in a corner, sorry to you and yours.
Oh my God.
Sorry to you and yours. So what's the most audacious, like, okay, so, okay, let me speak on mine. Because I feel like I have thick skin. I feel like I have thick skin. And if there's one thing that I've learned to do is to always ignore. Like, I know how to ignore people, like, ignore what people are saying on the timeline. Because there are people on the internet that think that they know you more than your mother knows you. So it's like, oh, they feel like, oh, they know where you live. They know what you do in the morning. It's just some kind of audacity that comes with people on Twitter. Especially people that have, maybe their display picture will be a footballer. And their names, they will have, like, numbers in their names. UD0095_D5. Like, those people are the most...
God, they're so frustrated. But calm down, I was there.
Said that, calm down, I was there. Those people are the most annoying people on the internet. But, like, one thing I know how to do, because the way that I set my phone is to never receive notifications from people that I'm not following or people that I don't know personally. So most times, when I see, like, comments, I'm just like, oh, okay, I didn't even know that you commented this. So that's how I feel like I know how to navigate. And if there's one thing I've always learned is to always make sure that my phone is switched off. Like, if I'm ever being dragged, I'll just switch off my phone, go and watch something. I don't know, Sha.
I thought you had thick skin.
But I do have thick skin. I can read through a dragging and I will not flinch. Mm. I can read through, like, somebody's insulting my father, insulting my mother, insulting my friends, and I will not flinch, because at the end of the day, like, people are useless. Like, these people that are tweeting, they are tweeting in poverty. They've not eaten in 3 days. They're looking for ways to, you know, punch out all this anger or to release all the anger that they are feeling inside. So, but what's the most audacious thing that somebody has ever said to you on Twitter? Like you read your DMs and you're just like,
One girl just texted me and said she wanted to peg me. That's the most audacious thing.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know where she came from. She was using a burner account, so
something wilder. Because peggy
is
like,
what is wilder than
peggy? No. But like that's sexual. I mean, like, something wild. Like, I don't know. Just not something that is not very sexual.
Someone has said that she paid the rent before.
Okay, that's wild.
That's wild.
That's wild. Because who do they think you are?
Oh my god! I think I
would. Are you not
that.
Paying your own rent?
I think I'll do that rather than the pegging.
You rather pay somebody's rent than get pegged?
Oh no, I'm not getting pegged.
Oh my god, you are misogynistic. You're very misogynistic. But what's your idea of being? Because if you know me, you know I'm a very mysterious person. I remember having this conversation with Emeka, and I was saying that, personally, I don't like to get involved in Twitter drama. I remember Emeka asking me, Stephanie, I don't usually see your tweets. I'm just like, yeah, because at the end of the day, like, I don't want people to have so much access to me. You understand? What's your idea of people being mysterious? Because I like the misery. Like, people like... I'm tired of giving this example.
That's why I like my women mysterious.
You like your women mysterious. Okay, so what's your irregular spec?
What do you mean?
I know your spec, but like...
What's my spec?
Light-skinned. You like light-skinned women. I remember that argument where somebody was like, so you hate dark-skinned women because you love light-skinned women.
But what would you think I only okay, like light-skinned
your spec, women? Your spec, she should not have more than 700 followers.
That's too much, to be honest.
That's too much for you, okay? She must be light-skinned. I think you like long distance.
Hmm. But that's the only type I'm used to. I've never done short distance.
Yeah, Emeka likes long distance, I know, as a friend. I'm giving you guys too much info. I'm actually giving you guys more. But Emeka love... So I think your spec is light-skinned, smallish...
I feel like what is close to you will kill you faster, so...
So you don't like women around you?
Wow. I've never tried it.
What's your words? Your words.
I've never tried short distance.
You've never tried it? Try it though. You don't like Lagosians.
That's going to be like surprise visits. I don't like surprise visits.
Okay, baby, I'm coming right now.
Oh my god.
You don't want anybody to surprise you like that.
Don't pressure me.
Oh. Yes, I feel you. I don't even like relationships. Another question that I have for you, but what's your entire thoughts on misery? Like, you know when people get into the limelight, yeah, they become mysterious. Like, they tweet less, they unfollow all their friends that they were giving them.
Why do people do that?
I think most times, I'm not trying to defend them, but I understand it's for boundaries.
I can't do that to my friends.
You can't do that. So
I never blew yet. So
you never blew. You're following 10,000 people. Why do you follow 10,000 people?
I've been following these 10K people when I had 20K followers. Now I have like over 140, but I'm still following the same 10K.
Have you ever unfollowed somebody?
No new friends.
You have 10K friends? That's very crazy.
No new friends.
Have you ever unfollowed anybody before?
Yes, no, not unfollow. I don't unfollow, I block.
like someone that you were following before.
Oh yeah, yeah, it's true.
What did they do to you, and why did you block them?
What did they do to me?
This is Desperado that you're drinking.
Most of my if no free ad, Desperado, text me. Most of the people I block is in retaliation. I don't get problem with anybody, but there are some people that early in the morning you're already causing. I don't like people that are very, very, that show their frustration. So I'll just block you. Don't come and add your own rubbish to my day, that kind of thing. I don't know what anybody has done that has made me angry.
Really? That has pissed you off? Because me, I mute a lot. I remember you posted the number of people that you blocked, and I posted only 66 muted people. I mute a lot.
I mute too. I mute a lot. I feel like if you mute, they just vanish, and they really just vanish.
They really vanish. Like, muting. But you see their tweets, but you're just like, oh, this person is muted. View. That kind of thing. Another thing I kind of wanted us to have a conversation was cancel culture and backlash that comes with the... like A-list celebrity status. Like, what's the entire idea on cancel culture? For example, now I remember that these people were trending. I don't want to say anybody's name. So let's say you're a big name like in the music industry, and like you're always talking about, this is not a sub to Burna Boy, because people will think it's a sub to Burna Boy, but you're always talking about like maybe you're always talking about how like the system is not very kind to people, you know, it's just a lot of injustice going on, but it's time for you to actually vote and you're abroad. Do you know a lot of Nigerian artists were abroad on the 25th of February?
25th, like the election?
The presidential election day. A lot of them were abroad and they now really came. And I remember somebody whose name I will not mention, something happened to the person and she was like, oh, I'm doing this for my country. Like, okay. They asked this person, oh, why are you wearing what you're wearing? The person said, just to represent my country, Nigeria. But meanwhile, you were not in the country when it was. And the thing is quite annoying that, of course, like we know that sometimes you have to watch your audience and not necessarily pick like a side in this election. But like, encourage people to get their PVCs. We're not saying, oh, say, oh, vote for this type of person. But just encourage people to get their PVCs. Now, this person was not in the country when it was time to nominate. But when they got abroad, they used Nigeria as a source to feel Africanized. Like, oh, you know, I'm from Nigeria. I'm wearing this outfit to just represent my country. But you were not in the country when we're fighting for our rights. So what's the entire idea of cancel culture? And at the end of the day, people use one day to drag somebody. The next day, everybody's cool. It happens like Nigerians are in a love-hate relationship with Burna Boy. Burna Boy is the best example because he's the person that I feel like I have followed for a certain extent. So what's your idea or what's your thoughts on things like that? Did you catch my question?
Yeah, I did, about this election and the artists. I didn't see a lot of artists coming out to talk about this election. I feel like artists, they learned from the last one. Because artists, in the last one, artists were outside telling us who to vote for and all that. But it didn't go the way they wanted. So the backlash, most of the artists just stayed away from it. But the one I don't know is about not at least coming out to tell people to
vote. Get your PVC or just something. Like, encourage people.
Yeah, that kind
somebody
of
had fun. Somebody was doing a show in Germany on the 25th of February. I mean,
that's very unserious.
That's very actually some boys crazy.
They had one UK comedy concert, something they had to cancel it. But I don't know how they went on with it. I don't know. I didn't know. But this.
But when it's time, it's the same way like Nigerians in diaspora milk Nigeria. Like they only remember Nigeria in December. But every other time where everybody's fighting.
And again, most of these brands, most of these artists, they work for brands that have political affiliations.
Okay.
So the brands won't even let them. Only if the artist is big enough to forgo the money that is getting from those brands. So those kind of things to pay. Those kind of things you know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah, some are working, some UBA, different things, they may feel, you know, that kind of. So coming out to talk one thing, even the owner of UBA didn't say anything, he just celebrated with the winner, that kind of thing. So some people just see like sitting on the fence is the best.
Well, speaking of sitting on the fence is if you're saying you're sitting on the fence, is because you're not willing to support what is right. But this is not a political podcast. I'm just speaking on how like celebrities are very annoying, because at the end of the day, like, they have like big following. Do you think you can influence you have 100k followers. Do you think the things that you say influence people?
Yes, it does a lot.
So that's the same way, like people, like big people, like they tweet something, it influences people. If you tell people now, if you tell your 100k followers now, you guys go and get your PVC, there's somebody that will be motivated by that tweet, right? So why don't these big names just encourage people, get your PVC or just something? Oh, okay, oh, Rema said we should get our PVC, or Beyonce. Okay, Beyonce is not Nigerian, but you know, something like that. Yeah. Oh, they said we should get our PVC. It's just very annoying that when it's time for them to put in the actual work to make the country better, they don't do that. But they go abroad. Something like the E will interview you, or the Grammys, or maybe just a big name, Vanity, or maybe Jimmy Fallon will interview you. The next thing you're saying, you know that my mother is African now. You know that my mother is African now. She's from Nigeria now. But when people were dying and fighting for their lives, you never said anything about your mother being Nigerian.
I feel like you're mimicking Damson Idris.
No, it's actually very annoying. This is not a sub to anybody in particular. It's just a thing that people in the diaspora do, and it's quite annoying. Like, it's quite annoying. So, at the end of the day, what's an advice you would want to give to a person who wants to just start being an influencer?
What did you say?
The advice now. If somebody wants to start influencing, like, what are the advice? Like, give me five.
I get a lot of that in my DMs, and I don't know what to tell them.
You don't know what to tell them?
Because I didn't plan to be one.
You just blew up.
Yeah, I didn't plan to be one. So, I want to meet me. I'm not a teacher. I don't know how to
teach. So, there's no advice you would give? Like, mind your business?
No, the advice is just, there are different types of influencers. You should just have your niche. Be different. That's the reason that will make you stand out. And, yeah, that's the reason that will probably make you stand out. Just have your own. There's a particular part you do. Like, me now, I'm very serious with music Twitter. So when I'm bored, I go tweet football or that things. But music Twitter, yeah. You just have your niche. Just have what you are doing. Yeah. So don't be... you know when you see scrap influencers, you know.
Scrap influencers. Oh, God, they piss me off. Scrap influencers piss me off. But we'll go on a quick break right now, and we'll be back with the games. Catch you in a jiffy. Don't go anywhere.
Yeah, perfect.
You know what time is when you hear this, right?
Let's get ready to rumble!
Turn up! Turn up! Turn up!
Welcome back. Game time. As you all know, if you're familiar with the podcast, you know that we play games. So because Emeka is an influencer in quotes, I'm just going to ask you three conversations that sparked, like, chaos on the timeline, just to see if you know them as an influencer, somebody that is always on his phone. Are you ready?
Yeah, let's go.
Okay, the first one. This is very controversial, but what year did a certain person slap a certain person? And if you know their names, you can also name drop.
Peruzzi slapped Pamilary.
But what year though?
I think that was 2017.
All right, okay, yes. I'm not sure about the year, but I'm sure of who slapped who. And what do you think must have led to this slapping?
It's Twitter dragging.
Twitter dragging. So you had mouth on Twitter, but not in real life.
Wow. 30 BG pull up.
Okay. Who did... Who did... I don't want to mention names, but... There are two people that had a big fight on Instagram on the 1st of January 2022. A Nigerian artist and a Ghanaian artist. Who are they? And what was the fight like?
January 1st, 2022.
Yeah, last year.
When you say fights, did the two artists engage?
Or no, they were going... Both of them were going at themselves on Instagram.
2022 or
2023? 2022.
A Nigerian artist
and a Ghanaian artist. Can you stop messing with that? You're feeling
okay. That's Burna Boy and Shatta Wale.
Yeah. So you know your gist. Okay. The third and last question is, okay. But before we go to the third question, what do you think about that Instagram? So this is also part of like the celebrity, you know, thing. Like as like. An A-list celebrity, you're not expected to move like that, saying, oh, I'll rape your this, I'll rape like that, your this. So what's your two cents on that?
I felt like they were just talking like, we're talking real shit that really happened. And their management came late before damage was done. Screenshots are everywhere. But there's no legal case against them, so they are free. So.
All right. Last question before we head to the next segment. Who left their record label with zero naira?
Starboy Eleni.
Say his name.
Weezy Weezy.
Your goat left with zero naira.
Yes, no, not like he left with the. He had to leave. He had to say. Banky used him to retire early, and now he can't just win his pool in Ethiopia.
That's mad shade. But thank you so much for indulging in my game. We'll go on a quick break and then we'll do your 2 cents. Yeah, don't go anywhere. Hi everyone. I'm just gonna make this quick, short, and easy. Stop. You know, go to my social media right now: Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Snapchat, Facebook, whatever it is, at Mbachi Stephanie, MBACHU. STEPHANIE. Follow me right now. Follow me everywhere you find me. Just search for my name, Mbachi Stephanie, and follow me real quick. Then on my bio, you'll probably see a link. Click on that link, engage my short story, engage my newsletter, engage everything that I put out there, engage my articles right now. Do it right now. Please do it right now, real quick. Thank you. Love you. Enjoy the episode. So welcome to What's Your Take Home Salary? Emeka, what is our take home salary? What's something that has been on your mind that you want to get off this episode?
Oh, it's been on my mind, but everybody knows right now. Now I told you people that time will tell when it comes to Rema and Fireboy. Now we know who is who. We separated men from the boys. It's not about how many albums you've dropped. It's about what the one you dropped has done. So you see, now we are with all our certifications. We now know who is the king of the new school. Fireboy lost his fans to Asake. You know, Olamide is always transferring his fans through the artists. So
wow.
We're going to see. Let's see what Fireboy has for us this year. But for now, we are way ahead. Rema with Ronaldo PR. There's no stopping him right now. So that's the maybe bye.
Anyways, thank you so much, guys, for being on the episode with us. We really appreciate it. Do you want to say bye to the fans?
Bye, guys. I'll be here again, so I'm not even promising. You go see me here.
Bye, guys. Deep Negro Sigh. We are so sorry that we've come to the end of this amazing and entertaining episode. But the good news is I will be here with another guest same day, same time, next week. So come back, okay? I love you so, so much. Bye.